basement, in that room that's built out the back. It used to be a sunroom, used to be, and then it's been closed in and closed in. When I did it, you know, put in all new windows, there's no insulation in that place. And the whole house, there's no insulation.
Really?
Yes.
No floor rent or?
There was no headers over any doors or windows. The ceiling joists were 2x4s, 24 foot, 24 inch or something.
Have you upgraded that?
Oh, yeah. I sistered in 2x6s and it's
together. Yeah.
Somebody just pulled there.
I turned it on, yeah.
Today is the 16th of January, 2019. This is the Catuit Fire District Board of Water Commissioners special meeting workshop on the cost of services study and rate increases and adjustments.
Hello.
Hi, Jen.
Sure.
I think that said, do we have any public comment? No? So we're going to just be focusing on the rate survey again. And we kind of want to do it as a workshop activity where we identify questions that we can get answers to, and then we figure out who's going to dig those answers up and perhaps come to some agreement on which proposal we've been provided with from our contractor that we prefer, and decide how to go about scheduling public hearings, public meetings, so that people can become informed, people in the district can become informed. Amy, are you going to record this? Okay. Amy Cates will be recording. All right, so we're just focusing on this cost of services study. I asked Jen to prepare some information from us, and she's been working with Tata and Howard, as is Chris, regarding different options. And, of course, the Board of Water Commissioners has had this on our agenda for the last few months, and we've asked for different options and different scenarios and details added to options. So I think right now we're kind of leaning towards a change in the way that we charge for water to pay and cover all of our costs for the water department, and also have a tiered approach to billing so that lower users get charged less than higher users. In addition to that, there'd be a base fee for meters. And we would increase our readings from once a year to twice a year. So that's kind of where we're leaning right now. And we just got to kind of figure out how we want to go about spinning this out to the public if we like this alternative. This is rate scenario number 4B from Tata and Howard, our contractors. It would bring sufficient revenue to bring us into the black. It would reduce our tax burden on all residents within the district. I think the tax district is the same as the fire district. Do you know that for sure?
Yeah.
Perfect. So that's kind of where we're at. It would increase our bills substantially. And Jen has provided a really nice side-by-side comparison here for us, where we've got our existing rates, which are annual, and proposed rates and meter charge and annual costs. And, you know, I haven't done the percentages here, but they're pretty significant. Does anybody want to add anything? Help yourselves. Be free to speak your minds.
Well, I want to talk about the process, because we've always known that our rates were extremely low, hadn't been changed in an extremely long period of time.
Yeah.
My initial thought in the beginning was to increase the rates to make the water departments, have the water department cover the operations and some other areas of its expenses over the course of the year more completely, but still leave some of the expenses to the taxpayers. And as time has gone on, and talking to the people from Tate and Howard and what other departments have done, and it's not an unusual thing, I've come to believe that we'd be better off if we cover all of our expenses completely by water rates, including, you know, as best as we know, projecting out what the health insurance would be, our retirement contribution and all that. It seems cleaner that we can just be self-supporting. In this plan right here, with the exception of the first year, because we're not going to be if we start it at a certain time, we won't be getting the entire year in. So that, you know, there'll be some tax contribution to help pay the whole thing, and the taxpayers won't see any real benefit till after the first year, when the taxes will go down. But looking back out to the second, third, fourth, and fifth years, we would, according to this, be 100% self-supporting through the rates. And I know it is a big increase, and it's going to take people, they're going to step back a step or two. I do think that if we can make a presentation and justify it as we see it, why this will be, it's not going to hurt anyone in the long run. It could help in a couple of areas that I think was forward-looking on our part. It can be a benefit. And the forward-looking part had to do with we wanted to develop some sort of like a stabilization fund of some kind, but did not want to affect any of the current income streams, because the income streams that we have established already through cell towers and stuff like that have been established, and they've been part of the income of this district, and I wanted to keep them that way. But by establishing a meter rental fee for every meter in the district to be the funding source of this fund gives us approximately $50,000 a year of income, close to it. It does not affect anything. We're not taking anything away from the income stream going to the district, kind of creating a new one. And that is, I look at more as an investment towards upcoming things. So when we get to the point where we're going to need to clean the tower at Sand Pullet, where it's close to $800,000-$900,000, we may have a significant part of that available to us, therefore limiting the amount of money we would have to borrow, and hopefully getting our debt service more in a steady line and possibly coming down in the future. And that's kind of how I see that working out. Not only that, but as things come up that we're talking about some special projects with the forestry restoration and maintaining our
our property. That's going to be something we maybe we need money as it goes without having a grand plan in front of us. So the numbers here, I'm going to read these numbers out.
I just did a quick calculation on the tiered rate comparison compared to existing rates, and we're anywhere from like 233% increase to 178% increase. So it's a substantial increase in the water bill. I wish that we knew that it was a similar decrease in the tax bill. Because currently we pay for everything we do. It's not like we don't have enough money and we're draining the town and having to go find money elsewhere.
We pay for everything. Our taxes pay for everything.
Now, that includes fees from the town of Barnstable for processing taxes for us. So that's a cost that we would no longer incur if we go to a rates-based system. And I think I just have to get over and sit with the tax collector, the clerk of town, and say, why? What is a ratepayer going to get back? I know it's going to be a year delayed, but how much is their bill going to go down? Because I can see how much their bill is going to go up. And the other thing. About that is we need to have like a full house in here so that people can understand that before we do this.
We'll definitely have to have some kind of meeting.
We need to have meetings. We need to put it out on social media. We need to have coffees. We need to go to the Civic Association, to anybody that will have us there, whether it's individually or whatever, and let them know this is coming your way. And hear from them. And, it's nice to have the people that we have here, but it's not enough.
Right. Yeah, the more people know, the better off. Just where everyone's better off.
Yeah. Yep. So that's kind of my concern, is that we make sure that we do that. It's not necessarily a problem, but it's just something that we have to do before we can move forward on this. And we do have a time constraint with respect to this year's budget.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it happens this year, maybe it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So just so that I want to hear someone agree with me. Depending on when this process starts in a fiscal year,
mm-hmm.
and it's not going to affect any of the taxes in that year. Because the tax rate is already set. And then the next year's tax rate is going to be altered to some degree based on the difference in income there and self-paying for the water department's bills. Is that correct? Well, we can sell it that the taxes that would have been paid for the water department are the money paid on your taxes from the water department end will not be there. There'll be something somewhere else. If we do that, then we're not going to accomplish our goal. That's probably going to be dictated somewhat by the response from the people in the district. If we could sell it as there's going to be 1 year, it's going to be significantly more, and it's not going to, the taxes will be the same no matter what. After that, depending on what else is going to be coming up in district meeting, we
should be supporting ourselves through this right here, without adding anything else to the tax burden. And looking forward, again, like I talked about with that the meter rental fee, when it comes time to when we have a large capital expense coming up, it should be lessened based on what we have to offset the whole cost.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. I think the establishment of a stabilization fund for the water department from income from water consumers, people with meters, would be a really nice thing to do as part of this change. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to start treating water. We're going to need to replace pumps. We're going to need to do maintenance. It's going to be costly. That's inevitable. There's no way that we're not going to be able to do that. We're not going to have to do that. Kate? Amy?
Your goal is July 1, 2019 to implement this. So spend the spring doing education, presented at the new meeting with the idea that the new rates start July 1, 2019.
My goal is to get it going as soon as possible, but I don't realistically think we can rush it. Because I think that not only do the winter people need to be advised, but I think the summer people should be advised, even though it may have been already voted on at the district meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Also, what you're saying is a lot of our residents are snowbirds.
Right.
So they're not even here.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they don't count.
But they'll be back by annual meeting.
Well, they may not be, but it still have give them the opportunity to have a presentation made by us. So they can understand what's going to be happening, and so when they get a bill, they won't be calling the office, you know, with lawyers. What's going on?
So is there a chance something would go out in the mail to people? So if I'm a snowbird, might I get something in the mail?
In mail, in email, through social media. I think we have to
look
at
all the options.
Explore all options. I think that's imperative that we do that. We do the best job we can because, I mean, as a teacher, you can provide people with opportunities to learn, but that doesn't mean that they learn.
Yeah.
And if you just provide them that opportunity and say, "Okay, my job is done," you're wrong.
Yeah.
Your job is not done.
Right. And then exactly. And some people, you're being a teacher. Some people need to hear it. Some people need to see it.
It's new. And it's a significant change.
Significant change.
You know, we heard a couple of years ago that people were willing for the change, right?
Oh, yeah.
They were willing to pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
I came to those meetings. I didn't speak at those meetings. I just sat and listened, and I heard people talking, and they were saying, "We'll pay more for water." Okay, well, if you're willing to pay more for water, then
here we are.
We'll do that. Right. That's what we're talking about. At least biannually, twice a year, maybe quarterly. I think this fall, this particular.
I think they have a better chance of selling if people getting
a
small dose.
This proposal 4B was two times a year, January and July, but we also talked about quarterly.
Yeah.
So.
Quarterly billing reading twice a year.
Quarterly billing reading twice a year?
Would be the.
This is. Says two bills annually, one in January, one in July.
We actually we had our, I guess you want to call it, RAN hooked up today for fiber optics. So I got a guy showing up tomorrow to put us online with the with Open Cable. Yeah, they finished the hookup, the one last connection they needed to make, the last tie-in. There was a miscommunication. one thought, I'm not really sure. So they finished it off today. There's supposed to be the gentleman from Open Cape coming to dial it up, I guess they call it, and get things online. At that point, we're ready to do a lot more, bring us more up to time with a light and fast service, basically. For no money, right now.
For no money.
Right, because we are not getting charged for the first, I think it's 5 years, 2 to 5 years.
Yeah, it was a period of
part of the agreement.
Yep.
And then it would be a discounted rate after that.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've been waiting to.
Yeah.
You know, I've asked them a number of times.
A little thing.
Pardon me? Well, I'm all about that. You don't want to see my PJs.
Amy. Right, right. Different tiers of water use.
Right.
I'm not going to put you at the bottom, Amy.
So everybody's goes up.
I think
yeah. Still,
right?
Yes, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I don't know how much you use, to tell you the truth. But I assume with the, it probably is, I would say, on the lower tier.
Because right?
tier 1 and 2, yeah, once a year, then has gone up, it says here, an increase of 123%. Tier 3 is 164%. Tier 4 and 5 is 184%. And
he's looking at the front page.
Yeah.
Front page of that packet I just gave.
It tells you, there's a little bit about it, that how much it would increase.
That the person who's at $36,
yeah.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah. It is.
It's a big increase. $120 for 10,000 gallons of water. It's not.
I'm not saying it's terrible.
No,
something
yeah.
NWRA
yeah.
Or
yeah.
Something like that. But the person who's getting a $36 bill once a year,
sure.
120, you know, that's the real money.
Yeah. They're going to raise their eyebrows. They're going to be like, wow, what?
All of the changes are real money.
Yep.
No matter what. But again, we've been told by the public in with great enthusiasm that if you guys need more money, just charge more.
Yeah. So that's kind of a big impetus why we're doing this.
You know, I know it's going to be something that the public's going to really talk about and everything, but just from past experiences that I remember, when Comm did this, originally, there was a huge. They did it all in 1 year.
Yeah.
And they had feedback was horrible. They had people showing up screaming at the next meeting.
Right.
So I think they ended up phasing it, slowly phasing it in like Barnstable did. But I'm not positive on that. I just remember that the superintendent at the time said to me, well, you don't want my job right now.
Phase it in?
Yeah. It's most people would rather see it slowly than, you know, over a couple of year span so they can get ready for it than to just all of a sudden show. Because you know just as much as me that we can send out a notice to every single person in town. We can throw five meetings. As soon as that first bill comes, someone's going to come and say, I had no idea about this.
Right.
You know, because they see something come from the water fountain, they throw it in the trash. It's not a bill.
And the question is, suppose you're the person that's at the 224, okay? So you're 100,000.
Yeah.
Your bill doubles, okay? But if you're at but could we assume the person at the 224 has a lot more financial capacity to have a double bill than the person at the 36, who might be like a little more widow?
Yeah, I don't, and I don't know that we can assume that. I mean, you would like to think that.
Well, you don't know.
Right? But you don't know
that
for sure.
The
I mean, I know a lot
you
of
you can assume
they
got a
people.
Really green lawn.
What?
I said the person that has 240, you can assume has a very green lawn because no household is going to use that much money.
Lawn,
yeah.
Or maybe a better financial, you know, situation. You know, I don't know.
The other than the lowest couple of figures there.
Yeah.
Any other higher usage, in if the bill becomes, they don't like it, they can always use less water.
Well, I don't know.
I'm saying other than the lowest couple ones.
Yeah.
Where you're getting 10, 20, or even 40,000 gallons, which is probably the normal household.
Normal household is 60 to 80 gallons a day.
Is it really? So if I'm at the
per day.
So then I'm really,
Yeah, I think that the state wants it below 80 gallons per day per capita for people to use. That's what they say the average household should use for one person.
60,000.
No, 60 gallons a day.
80 gallons a day.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So they're saying you don't need any more than 80 gallons a day.
Right.
Well, you know, averaged out over a year to be to have to live, basically. You shouldn't have to use any more than that.
Okay. And how about the people who do not have sewage water and they have wells or they have some other option?
I can't do anything about the tax.
You can't
the
do
tax.
Anything about that.
Right.
They so would. They would still. They don't have. There's no meter chart. They don't have
so
a meter.
How do we?
That's up to the tax. That's up to the taxes.
So that's the taxes.
That's the taxes.
And that's already been put into this as to what we would be responsible for and what.
In terms of infrastructure.
Yeah.
Correct. Well, yeah.
So at 80 gallons a day, that's just under 30,000 gallons a year.
Right. Yeah. So you're right. So the 10, 20 people, and then the 40,000.
Eight is the average. I think they actually put out 65 is where they want you to be.
So per day.
Yeah, a day.
Yeah.
For conservation reasons, they think it should be around 65. So if you go to 65 a day, that's what they really would like to see.
So to go back.
More.
Yes.
Yeah, I have found that any process we go through takes incredibly longer than I think it should.
Like open.
It just does. Right. It just does. Everything does.
Right.
So then the first year we wouldn't really see any.
The first year of this thing actually being improvised, you won't see any change in your tax.
Well, from July 1 of 2020.
You'll see a change in your water bill.
But not your taxes.
But not in your tax. No, I think
no.
We should.
The income.
Yeah, I think we should because we'll have a meter fee, and we'll have higher rates. A meter.
By the way, twice a year. That's right.
Yeah.
There will be an increase in monies coming into the district.
Yeah.
It's just that you cannot adjust the taxes until you have established a set amount of income coming in. Okay, so we have to establish this coming in for however long, you know, that first year that comes in, whether it's 3/4 of a year or half a year or whatever it is. It will have some sort of impact on what the taxes are, at least from our end. I have no idea what the rest, you know, if a lot of things come up from different departments, I don't know. But it's not until it's the first full year that of money coming in that the treasurer's office, and when they set the prudential, when they set the tax rate, they'll have a full year's numbers what our water bills are as compared to our expenses to be able to set the tax rate based on whatever the other district taxes, you know, expenses are.
But if bills are January and July,
they're gonna go to quarterly.
Maybe we go quarterly.
Yeah.
You know, so that we reduce the burden per payment.
And you start getting some triple money. Because most people are tripling. So if you
Well, we're going to read the meters twice, which does two things for us. It keeps us more current with the amount of water being used, and if there's anyone that has any leak, we're going to find that out.
Right.
Instead of once a year, we'll have, 6 months, so our leakage problems will be lessened. And then the quarterly fees, payments coming in, you have more of a steady amount of money coming in throughout the year.
Right.
Which keeps the cash flow going.
And it will be on the quarter, so like March, June.
All right. That you're talking about details that I haven't, yeah.
We don't know that yet.
Yeah. That just, if it's quarterly, it'd be some kind of quarterly payment.
And then the other detail that we haven't talked about at all is if we phase it in over a number of years, how many years do we phase it in?
Right, right. I don't think it ought to be drawn out tremendously or anything like that. I just think that we'll get a lot of complaints back, I guess I'll say, if it is slowly, if you slowly go into it, than if you just throw it into someone's face.
Well, the other way to look at that is, if they're going to get their bill increased every year for 3 years, they're going to be faced with an increase in their bill, and they're going to complain every year for 3 years instead of complaining once.
True.
So, I mean,
but Barnstable Water District phased it in.
Yes.
And Centerville
did. Over 3 years.
I know Centerville had a problem. I think all the commissioners were voted out.
Which is funny,
Don, are you afraid you're going to get voted out? You don't have to worry about it.
I'm not concerned about that. So.
No. But, again, we have to see. We have to judge from the feedback coming from the people in the district as we make our presentations.
So it'd be nice to have that, though, to show what the change would be in year one, year two, year three, if we think about a three-year phase compared to, all right, this is what would happen today.
Right.
Or March 1st, or however we decide to go with the billing cycles. And those are just different options, different alternatives, right?
Yeah, scenarios, yeah.
And that's why we're here, trying to figure out what it is specifically that we need to put together. And so I think this is a good conversation.
But our ultimate goal is to be self-supporting through our own billing process. And this is a five-year looking forward. And we might have to, at that time, we have to look to reevaluate for the 5 years after that.
Correct.
Yeah. To see how those numbers is possible. It's not. It wouldn't shock me if that stabilization fund worked out the way I would hope it would, that these fees may go 10 years instead of just five.
I remember 20 years ago.
I can remember when they told me in this that this actually your income might come down.
Yeah,
if people are paying this much money for water, they're going to start using less, and you're going to start making less money. You know, your usage might go down, and that might be something too. They might start taking into smaller tiers. It's not going to be less than it is today, I don't believe. But they're not going to use the water, which is good. That's okay.
But that's happened in districts that are in drier climates.
Correct.
We don't know if that would happen.
I use a story about it. There's a town in California where they had droughts and stuff, and they were told that because the water rates are going crazy, people need to conserve, so people are putting bricks in their commodes, so they didn't have the full volume of water. Well, the usage went down so low that they had to charge more money for it.
Yeah.
And that was a real kick in the.
Fran?
I think you'd be well served to give the public the option of your at one time over 3 years. I think you're going to make a lot of changes. You're going to go quarterly, and sometimes you need changes.
Right.
The quarterly billing is a different thing altogether.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with Fran completely. In fact, what I was going to say was, when I first, I think it was May when I first joined the Civic Association Board, I don't know what there was, we were polling people on, but we sent out like a survey to people. I think it was the Civic Association. It was something we wanted to know about what we were doing. And maybe that's what we'll do. I think Fran's right. That we say, would you rather have your rates, if you're a $72 guy, would you rather have your rates triple the first year and then know what it's going to be all the years forward? Or would you want to go from 72 to 140 and then to 206? And then fight, you know, and if we send out something, and I don't even know what we send out, but then the Stillburn people might get it, then, and ask them, what would you like? My company wanted to raise rates on a product that was selling, and it was going to be a 10% increase each year over 3 years with a total of 30%. They should have just done the 30% because people hated it. You mean it's 10% this year, I think, and it's going to be 10% next year. And then I got a list of all the clients that were getting those letters. They're miserable. They're still miserable. We're in the second year. We've still got another year of 10% deductible. They are miserable.
I personally, and just being one of three and really just one person in the district, would like to make some presentations and get some feedback from the people.
Yeah.
We'll get, you know, you can get a sense, and if it's going to be, you know, 100 people in here screaming at us because they don't want to pay this all at once, well, then I'll take that as we're going to spread it out. But if people can understand it and it makes sense and want to do it just the once, then I'll feel comfortable going forward. But what I would think would be a prudent idea when it comes time to putting on the district meeting to have two options. So if the first one doesn't pass, you know, they say they don't want to. I mean, we set the rates.
Right.
But we want to make sure that this is, that people are going to have a buy-in on this.
Yeah, correct.
And they say, no, we don't want to do just one big jump. There's another one already in place that they can vote on to say, yes, we support this one.
But what if only 50 people come to the annual meeting?
Right. Any? I cannot go out there and hold anyone's hand.
I'm just saying that I remember the year that something passed 26 to 25. I still remember that year. 51 people or 52 people.
But that it's 1 plus 50%. That's all there is. We just have to go with it. There's been times where I voted against things.
Yeah.
Voted for something and didn't get it.
Well,
wait.
Well, no.
It's not the end of the world.
I totally agree. I just thought everybody got a postcard and it said
We are going to do everything in our power to inform the people of the district, of the water department, you know, our people we bill, because we send them out bills. Like we can slip a piece of paper in there with the bill.
But we just got a bill in October, so.
Yeah, you're not going to get another bill.
You're going to get one in March.
No, I don't know.
No, you will. You will get another bill in March. That's what I'm saying.
Sorry.
Right now. Yeah.
No.
Where? If you got a bill in October, you got an overage bill. You'll get one in March, which is the minimum bill.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how it's always worked. That's my question. I know they kind of slow down in the winter
time. First Tuesday.
The first Tuesday of the month, is, and no matter what? They,
I can send you the first Tuesday email.
Okay. That'd be great.
I'd also, probably make a presentation, you know, which is pointing out giving people that they can get on YouTube or something. You know, let people know that. Because it'd be able to really powerful. Yeah, I know, but, you know, that's what they want. That's the reality.
gosh, I'm going to be on YouTube. Isn't that scary?
Well, no, Tater and Howard will be, because if they're going to tape something, they'll be the ones giving the PowerPoint.
No.
They always.
That's something that we might, that's a good point, Chris.
Okay.
That's something that we may want to talk
that's
to Tate
I never
and
thought
Howard
of.
Yeah.
About.
I never thought of that.
Is.
So I learned something.
Maybe they're not going to do a face-to-face presentation to two dozen people, but they're going to put together a presentation that's high quality that we can post up on social media, whether it's YouTube
Yeah. It might be
Facebook
easier on them, too, instead of making the travel time.
Next door
out, so.
To it.
Is they're supposed to attend a meeting. Do they still owe us a meeting to attend a district wide meeting or some kind of special meeting to present the findings or to present our decision?
Yeah.
So they can answer the questions of financial and subject and everything else.
So let me ask you this question, Chris. I mean, they owe us a meeting and they'll come and we'll probably have that meeting use the benefit of the Civic Association to get the most amount of people. Does that make sense?
Is that going to get us enough people?
I don't know. That's only going to give us the members of the Civic Association. That's not inviting the general public.
They're the people. Well,
today we're going to attend
this
one.
This is the general public right now.
Attend one public hearing with the Board of Water Commissioners to review and present the report.
So what the point I was trying to get to, ask Chris, if they owe us one more meeting, we want to get them to a place that they can see as many people as possible. And then do we have any money if we want to, if there'll be a charge for them to put together a YouTube type, a presentation that we could put out electronically? Do we have any money for something like that?
If we want to make this as transparent and everything as possible, we can always come up with money. It's a fund that's there, and there's money there that I know of right now. So yeah.
Or if we had a stabilization fund, that would work for that, right?
Yeah, but I don't think it would be that big of a lot of money for them to do something like that.
That's something we can ask them.
Yeah.
So if we had them come do a presentation at the Civic Association, we could record everything. If that camera was here, is that camera here? It is. Does somebody know how to use it?
And then you would make your podcast.
It would just be something that they could make when they recorded. They could use
video.
That as the stuff that goes on the YouTube.
There'd be a video that then we could upload. Somebody could upload. My wife could upload.
We could put it right on the website. I would think, right on the Ketuapai District website and say, please view it.
So there is, since you mentioned the stabilization fund, there is one aspect of that type of fund which gives me some pause.
Yes.
It's not that I don't see a lot of positive stuff. I do see sometimes, though, that if there is an accumulation of money, that people don't tend to be as frugal with making their decisions because there's money right here and it's not coming out of their pocket at that moment. You know what I mean? Say we have some cameras break our security system and it costs us $100 a piece. Well, we got X amount of dollars in this fund, we can buy $1,000 cameras. And that is the only negative part of something like that. We have to be really upfront about how we use that money. And remember, it's still the money that the district gave us. We have to be responsible
right now.
Two things.
I wouldn't worry about having them come in for an extra meeting or two or anything like that. I can actually sit down and, to tell you the truth.
Tate and Howard?
Yeah. I could sit down with the vice president and say, listen, give us something here. you know.
Well, and that's different than what Don is concerned with.
We're just talking about
his,
there.
Yeah. His concern is that even down the road, 2-3 years from now, everything's in place, everybody's happy, we've got a nice fund. If we have a problem that we that whoever's in place is not as conservative as maybe they should be with the district's money. But to spend money out of that fund per the state regulations, you have to go to the district.
Correct. It should be a special appropriation. Yeah. Only to offset special appropriations.
All right, but again,
So it's not just three people sitting on a ball.
I didn't, but when you go to a district meeting with, say, you want to do and you want to spend $1,000 on cameras instead of $100, and the people sitting out there are going to say, it's not going to cost me anything? Okay, I'll vote for it. We have to be the ones that monitor, that have to be more.
That's a good point.
Because I saw with the ambulance replacement fund that was taken in from the fire department, they collected all the ambulance replacement money, was put in a pile used to buy an ambulance. Well, we bought the most expensive ambulance in the world.
And was it overkill?
Oh, God, yes.
You know,
that's just my opinion.
Yeah, so yeah. But it's an informed opinion, and that is important.
So that the only thing that gives me pause about, that's why I say that, is people have to be very conscientious and keep in mind that this is the district, the taxpayers' money, that we get through a fee, and it's not Christmas time. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
Because I worry about that.
I don't know how we can ensure that is vetted properly. Now it's a lot looser than what it was. Yeah, but you can be extremely broad with how you specify it. Yeah, but the district might scope it back. Right, it might say, yeah, it's for the water department, it's for treatment, it's for capital expenditures,
it's
for management of lands to protect the watershed so that the water is maintained in as pure a condition. Yeah. Yeah. So that's something, and maybe that's where we address any concerns with that, is that we make sure that when we present it to the district, that, hey, we want this to, we don't want it to be as open as it possibly could be. We want you guys to help us, and this is what we think it should be available for. Because that's, it's according to our scenarios here, it's 90 grand a year, right?
No, it's 50. At $20, well, I think we haven't talked about which one of those things.
Yeah.
I with all the changes and the different variations and what we're talking about with the rate increase and the different tiers and the different number of readings and payments,
mm-hmm.
I think we should just be as simple as possible with the...
Is that both here?
With... that's something different. With the meter rental thing, just make it a clear... $20 per meter.
Twice a year.
No, it's once a year.
90 grand. Under 4B.
Wow.
So, but maybe it's $10 a billing period, or $10 twice a year, in which case it would be 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But that's, you know, if... With that, you need to have a secure funding source, and I think that's an excellent idea. And you came up with it. I applaud you for that.
I didn't want to touch any of the other revenue streams that the district was dependent on.
I think that was awesome.
That's why I asked you that, because I thought that would be a use. What they use, you have something to go by. Yeah. Well, I think combined with the request.
if they request, you know, some sort of assistance, then we have, you know, stuff we can do. Yeah. You can't leave. No, you can't. You came in. You're stuck here.
So that's, so you're going to, Fran, you'll do that with the tax collector, a special dispensation for those with less income,
yeah,
lower tiered.
I think that
and how we can get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We need to use the wheel.
That, that's Maureen. Did you have to meet with Maureen?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
So there's also, I think, it didn't, what's his name here that was just left, our previous, Vic.
Vic.
Didn't
Vic.
He talk to the tax collector over in Mashpee? That was his resource?
Yes, he did. He had talked to them about doing it a little bit.
Yeah.
And
so
he gave you the information?
Yeah, he gave me quite a bit about just how broad that could be and how the regulation had changed for the stabilization fund. You know, and at that point, he was just thinking for land management, land stewardship, just to maintain a healthy watershed for the zones of contribution, which, you know, we're sole source aquifer. So,
so what I just, I mean, I just heard as Fran left that good luck with that about talking to the person in our town hall. If we don't get any success, we can always talk to the person over in Marshfield. We're just looking for a guideline.
Yeah.
How to do that.
Yeah.
We right. should be able to get that.
Maureen, I think so. I don't think they'll have any trouble talking to Maureen.
I hope not.
Yeah. We'll see. She'll, she can do that. She can chase that down. And I'll try to do the same with respect to, you know, what can one of our ratepayers expect that's using 40,000 gallons of water per year or under 40 in terms of a tax reduction. A year after we started.
I don't think Fran was saying she was going to do it.
No, I don't think she was either.
I think she was saying that she was suggesting that we do it.
Yeah.
She just said she will speak with the tax collector. Or the special.
No.
She said, I suggest you guys speak to the tax collector.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah.
That's why she said good luck with that.
Yeah, that's why she said good luck with that, yeah.
All right.
The,
sorry.
I wrote the wrong thing.
That's what I figured. When you said that the first time, I thought maybe I was... I can't hear what the...
Yeah.
So I thought maybe I misheard something, but then
right.
I could think...
So, well, that's something that needs to...
As this process started well over a year ago...
Oh, yeah.
Well over a year ago, in talking to Prudential and to start with... Every time I mentioned it, the more that we take part of our costs out of our billing, the tax rate will go down... reflective of that, and they've all said yes, and today I get a no.
Well,
and, yeah,
no,
and that's why I'm like, well,
I think
why do we do
I
this?
I think what
then?
She meant was not necessarily the water department's section of the tax will go down, because if we bring up more revenue, it's going to be given to the treasurer and the Prudential Committee, and they're going to use it as they see fit. There's no guarantee
so
that they're going to use it to put towards
tax
the tax rate. They can use it to put into build up the bank account.
Or they can build a building over there to the fire station.
Correct. So there's no guarantee. We can't guarantee that. It would have to be guaranteed by the Prudential Committee that it would go towards something like that.
And I attended fire commissioners last night.
Okay, just because I happened to meet with the chief yesterday on a totally different object, and he met but there were some things like carpets and some kitchen needs to be redone and a number of things. The renovations, I don't think, is not going to be that awful extensive. It has a new roof on it already.
It might, the renovation might be combined with the rebuilding. You know what I mean? It's like
we haven't voted on our building yet, have we? We voted to buy the property.
Well,
So what I'm hearing is
this all
in our up. In our presentation, we do not want to say that your tax rate is going to go down because we can't say
that. You want to say that it can be used to make the tax rate back. You don't have that decision. You will be bringing in more money and handing it to the proper personnel, and they will allocate it as they see fit.
On paper.
So you can say, and in all truthfulness, that we'll be up and we can give it to them so the tax rate can come down. I can't guarantee that
can't
it will.
Can't guarantee it.
Because you're not the person that makes that decision.
So
we can, you know, we can say that we're doing this so we can have our, through the water rates, we can cover all of the, we can pay for all the expenses that the water department has in all areas.
Correct.
And depending on how that money is, that's all we can do.
Yeah. We are trying to become self-sufficient, totally self-sufficient here.
Yeah, through the rates.
And that's all we can do.
Now,
is Sandwich Water Department independent from the town?
I don't believe so. I believe they are owned by the Sandwich, the town of Sandwich.
Okay. I didn't know that. I was wondering.
But I can't be positive. Don't quote me on that. I'd have to ask to find out for sure.
So that's I just learned something. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So that brings me to something that you said earlier, Don, that was like, okay, really what our goal should be is to pay for the water department with water fees.
Yeah.
And the rest of it's not, we don't have
control.
We don't have any power over that. And so that the goal, so in my mind now, the goal becomes much clearer, which makes sense.
Yeah.
The people of the district, through the voting in the district meeting, have more power than we do.
Yeah.
Because they can say no to some of these things.
Yeah. Which is the way it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
For you guys to know, too, that I do have three warrants here. To be sent out before,
okay.
If you want at one point to let me know.
All right. I wouldn't mind trying to wrap up this discussion a little bit, see if, what exactly we need at this point. We've got the 4B proposal, which is the one that everybody has in front of them now from Tata and Howard, and that we've kind of modified with our discussions the last few meetings, that has two bills annually.
Yep.
And it has, but it also includes in it
two readings annually and then quarterly bill.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I want to make sure we're clear
two
on.
Readings.
It's scenario details. If you look at that, it says two bills annually.
Right.
And so we want to maybe look at four bills.
Correct.
So quarterly bills, now that increases our fees for billing, but that's what it does.
It eases the burden, I guess we'll say, yeah.
But still, just two readings?
Correct.
Yeah.
Reading twice a year.
Two readings.
So would the four bills be your use, and then a second bill would be your overage, and then your use, and then your overage?
I would think so. I would think it would have to be something to that effect where we put out the lower 20,000 gallon, what is it, the bill for 20,000, we said $40, 128 proposed. Well, we'd have that cut in half, I would think. So you'd send out a bill for $64 twice a year, something to that effect.
Okay. So I don't know if the structure is in there.
Yeah.
So that's something that maybe Jen could check with Tata and Howard to make sure that that's not going to change things significantly.
Yep.
It might. We have the revised block structure for biannual billing in here, so that's the other thing that might change. The additional fifth tier, which is the higher user, the 100,000 and greater, is in there, and we talked about needing that. Lower rate increase for the bottom two tiers, higher rate increase for the top three. Are we all good with that right now? And then the non-rate revenue, which is the meter fees, right?
Correct. That's doing the on-offs, the hourly charges, putting them up to certain things, like the meter reading charges.
Yep.
Some of the stuff bringing up quite a difference.
Yep. So the service connection goes from 550 to 600. For 5/8, 3/4, 550 to 700. 1 inch, 550, cost a meter, 800.
And those were based on what we're paying our staff, and that cover the cost of that.
Yeah, that's going to stock, basically, and everything.
Yep.
Although this meter reading charge in here, we had put $25 down because it's such a quick and easy thing to do now. It says 50 here.
Yeah.
From 15 to 50. I believe we had talked with doing a survey around a little bit that putting that to 25 instead of 50.
Yeah.
Just for the fact that we want to make sure that people call us to get a meter reading done instead of having to search down new owners. Somebody didn't use water at the closing, you know. Most of the time people call even when they don't, just to make sure that things are done.
So this is if somebody calls and
says,
I
need... If somebody sells the house and says, I need a final water reading.
Yeah.
We go over, we read it, we charge them $15.
So 25, 50 is a little exorbitant.
Yeah, it's 50 is an hour labor. It doesn't take us an hour to do it. You know, I can understand that, you know, it just does driving by with the new radio and going, boom, there it is. Calling it to Jen, it takes her a couple minutes to do it.
Okay. Yep.
And we don't want to deter anybody from doing it, is what I'm saying, either.
Sure. Yeah, well, that's true.
So you're saying it won't be 50?
Right, it would be 25.
Right. So that's on that second page.
We think would be fair, but it is going up from the original 15. Some people used to not charge at all.
Yeah.
They do it just because they don't. They for bookkeeping reasons. It's great to have. Yeah.
Okay. And then the third page has the meter charge scenarios, and that's with tiered meter base rate revenue or total flat meter base. The tiered is based on the size of the meter.
Correct.
So that's just like if you have a meter on your house, and it's a 2-inch meter, it's going to cost you $32 a read. Every half year, so it's going to cost you $64 a year, and that's where the 268 comes from. I'm assuming.
Annual existing meters by size, annual rate by size. So I have a little bit of a problem with the 5/8 and the 3/4. Just for the fact that there's a lot of people in town that have a 3/4 because we put them in there. They didn't ask for them.
Yeah.
We used to have a meter that was very noisy. So we started putting only 3/4 in for a while, and then we went back to
cha-ching,
the...
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah. And there's only 85. The only time we make somebody pay for their meter is a 1-inch or above, the 1-inch or the 2-inch.
Yeah.
So it might be worth taking that extra $2 off and just putting it down to 5/8 or 3/4 or $20 charge.
$20. So that's twice per year because you have a meter and because we read it and you have it, you're using water, and that's money that is going to go in potentially into a stabilization fund. Should the district say,
I don't see 20 per year, though. That's the
twice
yes,
per
it
year.
Does.
Right up top, flat meter base rate, $20 per meter per biannual billing cycle.
That's for a flat rate. Oh.
Right. But that's not exactly how I remember it being talked about in the meeting.
Right.
I looked at $20
a year.
Coming up with, based on all these meters, of $45,000, a year.
That's funny. That's a lot.
To me, I think, because we,
Yeah.
In 5 years, you've got almost, you've got over $200,000.
Correct.
Right.
That could go towards, you know, some pump work or...
Yeah. Yeah, even whatever, special, yeah.
Why are you shaking your head?
It's an... I look at this as being an investment, because if we invest $20 a year, each meter, they go in against the water, and we have that, and we have a capital expenditure... Instead of borrowing the entire capital expenditure for that out of through the Prudential Committee and the Treasurer and having to pay interest and all that state stuff on that, we can take a part of that and pay for it out of that fund. And so the fees that we pay for whatever is left of that capital expenditure will be much lower. And it's just...
It's money in the bag. It's,
yeah,
it's an insurance fund.
When we get a hit for $2 million, or if we get a hit for that $900,000 to do that tank in 10 or 15 years, we could have $500,000 saved up if we don't do anything else with that money until that time. So instead of borrowing $900,000, we're going to borrow $400,000. And then the taxpayers would benefit by only paying, would be paying less interest on that money. It could be for a shorter period of time.
And you throw it into an interest gaining account, so that you're making money on the funds that we collect every year. And that's where, like Fran said, the district will define what that money can be used for, with our help.
Yeah.
And then to access it, even once it's defined, to access it, you have to go to them and
yeah,
say,
and I'm sure
we want
to
access.
I don't have a problem for that, because I think that's a good thing to do.
So
just we have to almost come up with a something to read at the district meeting about how this money comes from a fund that we can save, and we, what we, this is how we've been, this is how we're being as trying to get the word I want to find. We're not being extravagant with it.
Right.
We're trying to be, and I don't mean frugal either, by going with the lowest of everything. Instead of going to, you know, to the lumber yard, going to Ocean State Job Lot and getting stuff that's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
But we're not going to go to some place and buy the most expensive thing because we have the money.
Yeah. But I agree with you. In terms of when we first talked about this, yeah, and you brought it up, it was like $10. And then when Tata and Howard came back with their proposal to us, it had raised to $40. So we were thinking $10 a year,
$20
and
year.
Then they said, oh, $20. Mm-hmm. So it just miscommunication, I'm sure. And so maybe we drop that back down to 10 per billing cycle,
yeah,
which will drop that to, instead of being 90, it'll be 45.
But I think we could be okay with that.
You know, I'd love to see the 90.
Yeah.
Myself, because I know what treatment plants cost, and that's what I think of. But the tank is the same thing, you know, the huge.
Yeah, and you expenses. Might have to specify that in there, you know, to put towards the cost of the, you know, future treatment plant or...
Yeah, which could be a filter system.
Yeah,
I mean,
filtration system. It more than likely will be. Yeah.
So then, from your point, Mr. Superintendent,
yep,
if we had a list of 10 items that could be things we could use as... that we could spend this money on, key things to look forward for the future... A filtration system, the maintenance of the water tanks.
Maintenance of the water tanks is taken care of for the next 20 years.
How old is this? Is the Santua tank?
5 years.
So how often do they get painted? Every 15 or 20?
True. Probably every 20. I think that's a 25 life or 20 year guarantee on the paint.
Well, I know one of the tanks, but
it took 10 to 15 years.
Yeah,
supposed
and
to
then
do.
It was, that's
but
when
we
ended
up taking it down. $50,000 away, or $15,500 away for future maintenance of that tank right now per the loan. which is something that we have to discuss coming up, whether we want to add that to our budget or whether we want to go to district meeting and say, you know what, that should be something that's put on the article, that should be an article in the next meeting.
I guess I'm missing something. We have 15,000, I guess, take
every year. In the future, we're going to have to ask for, in our budget, $15,500. Ray has asked us to ask in our budget for $15,500 more because as a
contract
obligation with the USDA, we are supposed to be putting $15,500 away each year for future maintenance of the West Street tank, actually. Mm-hmm. Only the West Street.
And
anything that's used on that, I can say, hey, I just cleaned it. It can be used against it. And they can take the money from that account. But, yeah, you're right. Eventually, it's going to cost more than that to repaint that.
Yeah.
You know, even with $15,500 put away and, you know, you minus, say, let's say, $600 a year to do an inspection on it, you're only putting in, say you put in $14,000 a year or something. Then I get it cleaned, the outside washed for another $8,000 or something like that. You know, there's different things that can be.
That washing makes a big difference. I remember Santil was driving me crazy.
Yeah, and now it looks great, but this is only 2 years old, and it looks like almost as bad as Santil looked.
Can I clarify? So by annual billing cycle, we
correct. Does the bills itemized? You will have your base fee and a $10 meter charge, meter rental charge. The next bill will be overage for that reading. The third bill will be half again of the base fee and the $10 rental.
Right.
The fourth one will be the overage for that meter reading period.
We don't get that now,
this is
a new thing.
This is new.
This is new.
That's why.
This is in addition to tripling the rates.
Correct.
Yeah. This is the. Well.
Yep.
I'm just putting down the advocate here.
So this is for a different thing than the rate increase.
So the
rate increase. Yeah, the rate increase is for cover our costs.
Yeah.
Right.
This is cover our expectations for the future.
$10 twice a year.
Twice a year, so $20.
Yeah.
Then plus, then most situations, people's bills are tripled.
Yeah. And then that money will not be used for anything other than the key items that will be identified. And hopefully it would make, it should be the money that we spend on paying for borrowed money should be lessened.
But they're not tripled. So 123%, so doubling plus 23% for the first two tiers, 164 for the second, third and second tiers, 184 for fourth and fifth. So
when you look at fourth and fifth, how many people are we talking about? How many meters are we talking about? It's not going to be that awful many. Most of the people we're talking about as far as your lower tiered people is going to be the bulk of the district.
Is that true? So what Chris said is that most people are below the 60,000?
I know about 60,000, but in the lower tiers, in the lower couple of
talking gallons per day.
I'm talking per day, gallons per day. That's per capita. That's per
I was looking at the annual usage of gallons. Now it's 10, 20, 40, 50. So what you're saying is that you think most of the district is below the 60.
I'd have to look on that. I can't give you an answer on that without going in and seeing what the average user is. I do believe that we've had that at one point. We came up with that figure.
Per tier?
The average usage in town, what the average person uses, if we were to take out, we have some very large users, top 10 users out there that are ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
So like a single person's not going to use that much. Kathy's mom is not going to use that much.
Right.
She's not doing laundry for half a dozen kids like she used to.
Right. No. And I, you know, obviously you look on the list for yourself.
Yeah.
And I look on the list for, you know, what I pay. And,
I have some notes here. I think they might be accurate, and I think they might be related to what you're questioning. So if you, there's 561 people that use less than 20,000, or households that use less than 20,000.
Less than 20,000.
Yep, there's 390 that use less than 40,000, and there's 617 that use less than 80,000. So it doesn't break it. Yeah, so if I look at that, I'm looking at like 1,000, like 1,500 to 1,600 people probably.
Out of 2,200.
That are less than 60,000.
Right. So that's not, yeah. That's
something
yeah,
around
1,800 of our, what do we have, 2,200
yeah.
households?
Yeah.
22, 23, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So then there's really 500 that are above the 60,000.
Yeah, so the bulk of our...
Probably 600, 700, something like that, because this is a different scenario.
Yeah.
So it didn't have the 60 to 100. It broke
right.
it up into the 80. So, but it's
yeah.
it's roughly. I mean, it does give us clearly from 40,000 and less, there's 950 people. Or 950 a household.
40,000.
Pretty close.
Which would be then the tier that would be 123%.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, I know it's taking some time, but I'm glad you're asking us these questions because you are our public right now.
But
you know.
Easier
yeah.
for you to talk to
yeah.
the average person.
So thank you. For
if
that.
I'm sitting in the audience out there when we make a presentation, I'm going to want to know because I have an idea how many what my billing is right now, like based on how many gallons.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to mean for me when this is changing? I'm going to go from $80 a year to
right.
So.
$206 or
yeah.
yeah.
And then take that and divide it by four over the quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
And that's what, you know, Jen put this together for me, or for us, today or yesterday, and that's kind of what she's trying to do here. And I think she did a great job, too. Thanks, Jen. For, you know, 20,000 a gallon, 20,000 gallons a user, they go from 36 to 128. That's what their annual rates and meter charge. So that includes
the meter charge.
The meter charge. That includes the $20. Right? At $40.
I know. So we can.
So if you knock off 20 off that, now you're going from 36 to $100 or 108.
108.
Right?
Yeah. That, did you hear that, Amy?
See that?
That is included in what you're looking at back here, the meter charge.
That last page.
Oh, it's
yeah.
just the water.
No.
Yeah.
So yeah. and then but then it probably reflects the $40 meter charge instead of the $20 meter charge.
Yeah.
So for the lower numbers, it's getting better.
We can look at that and revamp it.
Yeah. So that's good. Okay.
Still, at the $36 person, it's tripled.
Yep.
Still, they haven't had an increase in over 10 years, and where they're paying. Less for water than anyone else is anywhere.
No, and that's what we need to have as part of. Oh my God, my bill is going to be three times.
Yeah.
Say, wait a minute. You
yeah.
know,
think about.
It's all, it's all.
Let's think about. It. Yeah.
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 Okay.
So back to first page. Looked pretty good. We're talking about the four bills annually. We want to know how many users there are per tier. So I'm just going through my notes here. The second page, we're thinking that we'd knock that meter reading fee for a proposed cost from
50 to 25. The third page, we kind of need some sort of an elevator discussion on this, a quick discussion that people can understand that, all right, this is for insurance. This is
right.
Money that would go into a stabilization fund,
yeah.
That would be very specific.
We need
very
to have a list of items that would be the benefit of that fund.
And I came up with five. I don't know if these are your five. They ought to
yep.
be. Whatever you come up with as superintendent, I would think we would go with. Water treatment, pump and well maintenance or replacement, watershed protection, land management, water delivery systems. So as pipes fail, we got to rip
yep.
up a road. And then building upgrades and infrastructure, because that office of yours is starting to look a little shaky.
But the outside of that class, I like the way it looks.
I love the outside
yeah.
of that building.
Yeah.
I really do. yeah. So maybe
yeah.
you can think about what of those are need to be better defined and
down the line.
And
yeah.
Which we could lose and which we what we should add.
Okay.
Addition.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last page is what Jen did for, okay, this is what your bill would look like.
Mm-hmm.
This is what would happen. And it includes these things, and I love that she did that.
You
so.
Can stop saying nice things about her because she's going to get a swelled head.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Sorry. You call her tomorrow.
I call her every day.
Yes.
Get that
head down.
Yeah.
Swelling.
Yeah.
Stop that swelling. Okay. I don't know where else we need to go at this point.
Well, I'm going to let Jen listen to the meeting here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let her take her notes. She will not be here on Friday,
yep.
So we probably won't have anything for the meeting until Monday or Tuesday.
Which is fine,
yeah.
Because on our meeting next week we have to do
a bunch of stuff.
Your
yeah. Yeah,
annual evaluation,
yeah.
and we have to talk about employee benefits, right?
Correct.
Make sure that's
yeah.
all set, and do our normal. Meeting business, right?
Right, right. There's a lot going on and everything. So I just think at one point, if we want to get something together, it's going to be just a sit down. Aunt Jen says she has no problem attending either a meeting if we need to discuss a little more of this or what should be done, what shouldn't be done. She's willing to
okay.
do anything she has to.
I don't think we're at a point where we can ask Tata and Howard to come meet with us. Or meet with the district. I liked whoever's idea it was to go to the Tuesday night meeting with the Civic Association. And I can do that. Tuesdays are not a problem for me. And just tell. I'm not going to go there with a presentation at first. I just go.
I just want everybody to know.
Say,
you know, we have mentioned
this is where we are, and this
yeah.
is this is where we're
yeah.
we're leaning, and see what their thoughts are.
Yeah, the board meets the second Tuesday.
Yeah.
First Tuesday,
yeah.
The first Tuesday. The association is the third Tuesday, so the board might be the first.
So the board meeting is to give an idea what we're doing, and then we're going to want to have a meeting to make a presentation, use the hall and that venue as a to make a big presentation, and if they have any dates open, because they've been coming up with dates already.
So the first Tuesday is the board.
Second Tuesday.
So. That should be separate, I think.
You said second Tuesday is the board, third is the...
I thought it's first.
Tuesday.
I got first
oh,
Tuesday.
First and third, okay.
That's the board?
Yep.
Yeah, it's the board. The board, I think, meets pretty much year-round.
Yep.
The third Tuesday is when there's meetings and presentations.
Okay.
And sometimes in the winter they cut down.
Yeah, they do a little hiatus.
After 18 years on the Civic Association
yeah.
board.
Thank you for your service. All right. So I'll do that.
Yeah. So someone's going to have to try to meet with Maureen or something if you answer the questions of the town tax
Now, that's something, if you don't mind, I could possibly do, because I have freedom during the day.
That'd be great.
While she is open out, like, while they're in.
Yeah. That would be great.
Okay.
So it's primarily just for special dispensation for those of us in.
Yeah.
Because
what,
I don't think we need to go talk to them and say, what were our taxes be reduced by? Because
no.
We don't know that.
Right.
That was something
no,
that I've
that.
It's
and
been
the other thing was,
weighing
heavy
on me. And I
how specific do we have to be on any kind of a, well, I guess that would be the treasurer or something, for any kind of $5 meter or $10 meter charge for to put against capital improvements. How specific do we have to, do we have to say for a treatment plant, or do we have to say for improvements to the water system, can we say?
I didn't bring that law,
okay,
the wording from that,
yep,
from the state, but I did bring it a couple of meetings ago,
okay,
and
so
read it into the record, and it's pretty broad.
Okay.
So we can,
they really
gave
the towns,
yeah,
and districts a lot of leeway with that, because
okay,
you know, they need it.
Yeah.
So why don't we have that available at the next meeting, and then we can also let Mark, you know, bring him up to speed on this stuff so far, because so, I know Mark might have some good ideas about how to get the word out.
Yep.
I just got that feeling.
Yeah. Well, he's done, plenty of that. I know, like I said, he has been keeping me in touch, too, on looking for land surveys and stuff like that around.
Yep. All right. We can do this next week.
Oh, my God. Again.
Financing and expenditures wording. Okay. Good. I'll get that. And I'll get the. I'll talk to Maureen.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk to the Civic Association president. I'll try to get on.
You probably
or
have
to
call and ask if you can be put on there or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have. We'll try to set up. Jen, call. Fran's supposed to send me the email with the president's name and everything else.
Yeah.
Email contact. So be nice to talk to them, even if we put something in the two occurrences that go around.
Yep. And then for Tata and Howard, for another scenario here, another addition to this, is that four bills. And maybe that's in here.
It could be.
It just says two base, because they count one as the base and one as the overage.
Yeah.
And that's still one bill.
Yeah, that'll
it might be. I just don't. I'm not sure about that.
Right.
Yeah. Anything else?
I don't think it's just have these warrants. Yeah, that's
okay.
All.
Are we good to go with cost of services?
I'm good with that.
We
yeah.
feel pretty good that
yeah.
we made
I think
some
this
progress.
Is the best discussion we've had on it in a long time.
Yeah.
You know that we've had. I think the workshop's the way to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And to get this information, it'll be available ASAP for Mark if he wants to sit down and listen to it one night or something, too.
Okay, great. So let's take care of any other business we have for the district, which would be a couple of warrants for signature.
There's three of them there. There's just payroll and expenses.
We're under surveillance.
Oh.
it seems odd not seeing his name on here.
I know. I went to the service. I was there early.
Yeah, we were there. We stayed. I got there on 4:30 and stayed for the thing afterwards.
Yeah. You saw Patrick O'Neill was there, too.
And you're all squared up with the pay and the compensation for him.
I think as much as we're going to get.
I think as much as they're going to get. Yeah, there's the
personal time, which is
it's kind
of pretty specific about if you needed to go get your teeth done or something.
Yeah.
But the vacation days. Or
it's something we're going to have to revisit. The whole thing, anyways, about putting something in about that specific.
Yeah, we can insert that stuff in case it happens again. You know, hope it never does. But I was completely ready to sign warrants.
It's not on the agenda, so we can discuss it next month or whatever, next week.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
All right.
You mean a motion to join, adjourn the workshop?
Second?
I have one signature on this one. I need two.
I'll second that. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I have 701.
701. Good work, gentlemen, ladies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I thought you had left your recorder there for us.
Ridiculous.